Reporter Marianne McCune of NPR member station WNYC in New York has been covering the rescue operations. She's at the scene of the disaster in Manhattan and spoke to NPR's Alex Chadwick.
Marianne, tell us where you are and what you see now.
I'm exactly one block north of the northern end of what was the World Trade Center, and I'm in front of an eerily quiet cafe called Murray's. It's got a handwritten sign posted in the window saying EMS triage, but it's obviously not in use. And inside there are just quilts from various people's homes and other sort of paraphernalia for an EMS triage center, but there's no one inside. Everything around here is covered in soot, and there are still knee-high piles of papers and things from offices that sort of showered down and then blew into this or that corner.
Are there people around you on the street?
I'm surrounded by fire trucks and Con Edison trucks, and a tractor just went by. And down the block from me is the northernmost part of the World Trade Center complex. It's a building that's still standing, maybe 6 or 7 stories high, but it's mangled and still smoldering. And the strangest thing is that you see enmeshed in this mangled structure pieces of that familiar rectangular pattern of the World Trade Center.
You've been out most of the night going around. Have you had a chance to speak with rescuers?
Yes, I've been speaking with firefighters returning from sometimes 24-hour shifts, but unfortunately the fruits of their labor are pretty minimal. The medical director of the fire department told me that no live people have been found since 7 a.m. yesterday morning. A lieutenant in the fire department told me he and his company toiled for 6 hours in about 10 feet of rubble and found the whole time they were working just one person's leg. Two other firefighters who were getting into a bus to go home said they hadn't seen anyone pulled up alive, but they'd recovered bodies and body parts so caked with ash that one of them said in some ways it lessened the gore. It made it easier to look at. And two others just stopped by here where I am, and they said that they're actually starting to smell death where they've been working.
It's not just rescuers there. There are other people from the community trying to help?
Yes, there are all kinds of volunteers down here. They've tried to limit the number of civilians, but there are volunteers with all kinds of expertise. One block over from where I am, there's a team of iron workers from some local unions, and they're torching the huge beams that held up the now collapsed bridge that ran between the World Trade Center and the World Financial Center. It crossed over the West Side Highway, but now it's just blocking it. And firefighters have been telling me how impressed they are at the number of companies chipping in here. The big tool chains have apparently supplied all kinds of shovels and axes, and these are the tools you see slung over the shoulders of the teams of people coming in and out. And there's water and food and extra clothing. A firefighter described it as anything you can ask for. And I've even met an auxiliary police officer who jumped in a train from Chicago to come help. She said she just couldn't sit and watch her TV. And another private ambulance company from Toronto is also here.
We hear about these vigils that are going on, Marianne, overnight in Manhattan. Have you been able to get to any of those?
Yes. Earlier in the evening, I was at two different vigils. One was on 8th Avenue, which is directly north of here. And it was a group of people who were lined up on the street holding candles, some saying prayers, and they left a group of candles and a sign saying, "Follow this light home to us." And then there was another much larger vigil at Union Square where they had taped long strips of paper on the ground, and people were coming and writing messages to firefighters, to EMS workers, to the heroes, and to the victims of this disaster.
Reporter Marianne McCune of NPR member station WNYC in New York City, speaking with NPR's Alex Chadwick.